Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, October 1st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited establishes wholly owned Latvian subsidiary, SIA SciTech Europe. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited has established a wholly owned Latvian subsidiary, SIA SciTech Europe, as part of its global growth strategy. The company plans to make Latvia its European headquarters in 2026, with a manufacturing facility and dedicated sales force to serve markets across Europe. Discussions are underway to locate the facility in the special economic zone in Liepāja, offering a corporate tax rate of 4%. SciTech has engaged with key stakeholders in Latvia, confirming the country's attractiveness for their European headquarters. This move strengthens SciTech's international footprint and demonstrates a long-term commitment to Europe. Investor news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc., OTCQB LFLRF, FSA 3WK0, begins trading on Tradegate Exchange in Berlin. LaFleur Minerals Inc., listed on the Tradegate Exchange in Berlin, Germany, expanding its global shareholder base and access to European capital markets as it progresses to a fully integrated gold producer at its Beacon Gold Mill in the Abitibi Gold Belt. The listing does not involve new shares or dilution, providing broader visibility, liquidity, and connectivity with international investors. LaFleur Minerals is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val d'Or, Quebec, with a mission to advance mining projects at the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill, offering significant long-term value potential. The Swanson Gold Project, covering approximately 18,304 hectares, includes prospects rich in gold and critical metals, easily accessible by road to nearby gold mills, enhancing development potential.
Grasberg disaster underscores how fragile the supply chain of copper is. The recent Grasberg mine disaster in Indonesia, owned by Freeport-McMoRan, highlights the fragility of the copper supply chain. With two workers dead and five missing, operations are suspended until 2027. This incident is one of three disasters this year, including a flooded mine in the DRC and a collapsed tunnel in Chile. Such incidents disrupt global output forecasts and drive up prices. The Grasberg disaster caused copper prices to soar to $10,485 a ton, creating a 400,000-ton supply deficit for next year. As exploration companies like Tor Metals Inc. CFET advance, they aim to mitigate the impact of such shocks on the supply chain.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.